Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 4 above. One of the many questions posed lately to Racine Mayor John Dickert is about the Milwaukee Bucks and their D-League team and a lakefront event center to which the mayor says minor league hockey was actually the primary starter on the project, but it's also about the jobs.
To think about the fact that we have the opportunity to bring in over 800 jobs, that the effort that we're putting in to get this project done, if you compile all the other efforts that we've done to bring in 800 jobs into the city of Racine, this is nothing.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, the mayor noted the event center and related hotel would go a long way toward getting the city off that top tier of the monthly jobless report.
We've gone from 17% to, I think we're hovering between 5 and 6 right now. That's fantastic. However, I will tell people, and I tell the business community, and I tell all the folks that I talk to in the public, shaving it from that 6 to 4 or 3 is a far more difficult task than it was from getting from 17 to 6.
There's been nothing of late from the Bucks on their time frame for deciding where to put their D-League team, Racine, Oshkosh, or Sheboygan. The director of the Women's Resource Center in Racine is stepping down. Sherry Griffin made the announcement in an email to members of the Continuum of Care, the homelessness coalition in Racine. In the email, Griffin says she and her husband have decided to follow a dream into Kentucky to operate a hobby farm. Griffin has worked with domestic violence victims in Racine for 20 years. Her last day will be January 27th. The center's board of directors is working on a transition plan. With a second challenge match donation of up to $100,000 having been offered from the community, Kenosha's only permanent homeless shelter seems well on its way toward a fundraising goal for a new building along 39th Avenue. At a City Plan Commission meeting, Shalom Center Executive Director Lynn Breeze Carroll said the pair of dollar-for-dollar match contributions are in addition to the $750,000 raised previously toward the $1.8 million goal, with work already underway to convert the vacant office building into a homeless shelter and soup kitchen.
Because it'll be another winter, it'll be another day like where it's 2 degrees and we have people walking from church to church. And the board of directors of the Shalom Center said they will not go another winter with people walking on the streets.
The new building will have a larger shelter component, so churches won't have to house the overflow of homeless people under the current INS program. The Kenosha Plan Commission gave unanimous approval to the conditional use permit, and several donated money toward the cause on the spot. Milwaukee Federal Court Judge William Griesbach has sentenced a Kenosha man found with more than 600 images and over 100 videos of child pornography on his home computer to 10 years of supervised release. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Stephen Newbaum accepted a plea agreement to possession back in August instead of distribution charges. The 2014 FBI investigation included discovery of an internet address assigned to Newbaum that was transmitting child porn on a sharing network. The U.S. Attorney's Office sought 3 to 5 years, followed by that supervisory period. Judge Griesbach took into account the fact that Newbaum has autism and Asperger's syndrome in ordering the 10 years, but also 1 day of time already served. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
Kenosha police continue investigating a reported armed robbery of Lou Perini's gas station and convenience store at 52nd Street and Sheridan Road this morning. Notification was sent to surrounding law enforcement agencies about a dark red or maroon minivan, last seen heading north on Sheridan. The male offender in the holdup was initially described as African American. He implied he had a weapon, but none was displayed. A police officer reportedly pursued a vehicle into Racine County and then the city of Racine, with a stop made around State and Marquette Streets, but a Racine police spokesman says it was not related to the robbery. Milwaukee-based Zilber Property Group is a commercial real estate investment company that has purchased almost 23 acres of land in the village of Pleasant Prairie for $700,000. The company previously did several speculative industrial facilities in Kenosha County. This latest purchase comes ahead of another development project listed for southwest of 108th Street and Green Bay Road, adjacent to Lakeview Corporate Park. It's near Zilber's other project sites. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.